You hear me? Mr. Smith's friends. Hurry, she says, practically shoving me on my way. I've been wanting to hear a voice like the one Joan of Arc heard, and here it is. I run down the dirt path all the way to Teotoni's pad. Mr. Smith's friends are here. Mr. Smith's friends are here, I say over and over under my breath, as if there's any chance in the world that I'm going to forget. The men stand abruptly when they hear my footsteps, Teotoni yanking something out from under his belt, Papi pulling Mundine behind him. But the minute he sees me, Papi calls out, "Es mi hijita, it's my little girl." "Papi," I gasp before he can scold me for the scare I've given them. "Mommy says to tell you, Mr. Smith's friends are here." I don't know exactly what I'm saying, though, of course, I remember what Susie and Lucinda said about a Mr. Smith who likes pretty girls. The effect of my words is instantaneous. It's as if one of the firecrackers that have been going off all day long has suddenly fallen in the center of the group. In seconds, the men take off, some with Teotoni into the darkness at the back of the property, some following Papi and Mundine at a run toward our house. When we reach our patio, Papi lets go of my arm. He holds up a hand, signaling everyone to slow down. He speaks in the tensest voice I've ever heard him use. Con calma, como si nada. Calmly, as if nothing is going on, we walk slowly down the path toward the Washburns' lit-up patio, where the party is in full swing. Elegant ambassadors with their fancy wives on their arms pick snacks off silver trays. Oscar and Sam, wearing bow ties, have been enlisted to take drink orders. Here and there, military men in fancy dress uniforms are looking up at the distant flashes of